Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Friends of mine have said, why don't you sell? Why don't you get out? And my answer always has been, I like what I'm doing, as bad as it is. And what else would I do? I'm a boring guy. I don't play golf. I don't play bridge. What else would I do? And I want to make it better. I want to make it better before I go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That, of course, is the unmistakable voice of Jerry Reinsdorf talking about doesn't play golf or bridge. If you don't play golf or bridge, you should obviously get into baseball.
You should just own a team. Yeah, if you can afford it, I think that's a good way to go. That was obviously Jerry Reinsdorf prior to the big news yesterday, a long time ago, stating on the record why he is passionate about the teams that he owns, specifically the White Sox in this case. But yesterday was huge, Mully. I think that when we talk about the week that Chicago sports just had with the Fire announcing plans to build their stadium, the White Sox yesterday confirming a succession plan that makes sense. Justin Ishbia will get involved. Justin and his brother, Matt, and their father was mentioned for the first time. I did not realize that he was going to be part of this as well. But this is a succession plan that makes sense. 2029, 2034. The White Sox want to make clear that nothing still could happen. Maybe it won't even ever come to this. But you feel better about the future, long-term and short-term, I think, if you're a Sox fan this morning.
Yeah, I mean, there's clarity on what the future represents, and hopefully that means the White Sox in Chicago with ownership beyond Jerry, and there's not some sort of rush to figure out what to do when the awful moment eventually comes, if that happens before the clock expires on his ownership. So I think that it's a smart thing to do. To have certainty for the future. And Jerry talked there about what he wants to do. I mean, listen, time is promised to no man, but we understand that Jerry, as he's approaching his 90th birthday in about 6 months, he will have an opportunity to finish off his ownership of the White Sox. He's built in 4 years of being in control and perhaps being able to put the plan together that they've started, although it's taking some time.
Obviously. He's approaching his 90th birthday. You know what Sister Jean calls that?
Yeah.
A good start.
That's like your late teens.
Exactly.
In her world.
So what this does, too, I think we have spent a lot of time in the last year or so, maybe even longer, wondering aloud and talking about Jerry Reinsdorf's legacy.
Yeah.
And what this does is, I think, maybe it suggests that he's also thinking about his legacy. Because this allows the White Sox some flexibility, I think. If you look at the statement, and it bears repeating, we talked about it a lot earlier, but the things that it permits potentially, the ISHBIs are going to be involved to make capital infusions. I love that term, capital infusions.
I would like a capital infusion.
I know, right? It's Friday.
Doesn't that sound great?
Support ongoing team operations and pay down some debt. So you could look at that as, well, you know, a capital infusion for a ballpark project makes a lot of sense. Supporting ongoing team operations in the way of increasing your payroll would make a lot of sense. Paying down the debt that you might accrue from adding payroll, well, until the attendance picks up, would make a lot of sense. All those things seem plausible to me under the language, the way it was explained and presented. Yes. And if that's the case, then that is a game changer immediately. So I think that's when I talk about the short-term future might be affected. But certainly the long-term future would be with the ISHBIs getting involved.
So, I mean, there's so much. I mean, the short-term future is they got a game tonight, and they're going to have Kyle Teal brought up from the minor leagues. Did you see where that story broke?
His dad. On Twitter, right?
His dad tweeted out that he had been called up and he was going to be.
I love that, though.
I think for all the best laid plans of mice and men, the idea that the guy's dad, let me just jump on real quick. He's getting
the only prouder dad moment yesterday was Tyrese Halliburton's dad after he hit the buzzer beater. Oh. And they looked at him right away in the crowd in Oklahoma City. But yeah, Kyle Teal is expected to make his major league debut tonight. Do you start him? Do you catch him? Where does he play?
Yeah, I would definitely start him, and I would start him at catcher. I wouldn't think I would. Kyle Teal is a catcher, and that is a valuable position. And I would not. I think this idea of moving him to first base.
Don't like it when people change positions. I remember. Do you remember how we? I wouldn't say heated, but remember when Andrew Vaughn was playing left field, and I was like, "Oh, I love that idea," because I don't mind that stuff. I love the experimentation. I love the trying different guys in different roles. Yeah. And I remember when Andrew Vaughn was tried in left field. You were like, "Oh my gosh!" Every day you were, "What is he doing out there? He's a butcher in the outfield," and it happens. But I know you don't like that. But tonight,
it's not that I don't like it. I like when you play someone at their position. Haven't we seen the White Sox go through enough horrid, bad outfielders where you're trying to hide a guy to get his bat in the lineup? Yeah. I mean, Andrew Vaughn has never been a very good athlete, and he's not to this day. And the idea that you moved him into the outfield, you loved it. I thought you were insane. Hey, Javi Baez played a pretty good outfield. But what did they do when they got their outfielder back?
They moved put him at shortstop.
Yes.
And then he played third base.
Third base. So God bless him.
I like it when you ask people to be pushed to the limits and do things they aren't typically meant to do.
Yeah. Well,
but okay.
Fine.
Tonight, if they bench Tim Elko after yesterday.
You had to bring up Andrew Vaughn. I was almost having a good morning.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. But it just reminded me when you started to rail about Kyle Teal playing first base and taking grounders at a position.
Listen, he's a young player who's coming up who has a major league bat. He's also the best catcher in the system.
That's key.
That is the key.
That is a key thing.
And he's considered generally one of the best young catchers in all of baseball.
Well, I think that's what was important to remember, because it's not easy to find a catching prospect who's a left-handed hitter and he hits for power.
So why move him to a different position?
You make a convincing argument.
Where you can find 1,000 people.
The only reason why is if they were sticking with Edgar Caro behind the plate because of his development.
And we don't know yet what they're doing with him. I told you earlier, and I do believe this, that both these guys are young players at that position and they need to catch. Mm-hmm. So that one guy should be starting in the major leagues and one guy should be starting in Charlotte in AAA. And I think that's the way they'll do it, because I don't know if you get better – coming up to the major leagues. Oh, my God, he made it. Look at him. He's been catching his whole life. He's made it. Hey, pick up a bat and get in the cage because you're going to be in left field tonight.
Well, I cannot wait until his dad tells us where he's going to be playing tonight.
Oh, his dad will break it. Yeah.
We'll break it on Twitter.
Dustin,
we'll find out.
Add him to the list.
Add him to the list. Mr. Teal.
Mr. Teal has all the
proud
info.
Night for the Teal family, though. And the Sox have had a couple guys making, I would imagine.
Now, today is a big day at the ballpark. I believe it is Hispanic Heritage Night. Is that right?
I believe so.
They got a lot of
big crowd tonight.
Big
crowd. It's going to be a bustling atmosphere. I cannot wait to get out there.
Yes.
Because that will be a lot of fun. I might stick around for a couple innings this time.
Yeah, there you go.
It'd be fun on a Friday
night. Will you throw that jersey on?
What jersey? The Sox?
Yes.
The red jerseys?
Heritage jersey.
Oh, I would wear that. For what's the purpose?
Just to show everybody what they're missing.
I don't have
on,
I've been wearing my what CHSN swag. No, I mean,
to sell tickets is the purpose. But
I mean, no, I mean, I would wear it. I don't know that I would wear it unless I was asked to wear it.
Gotcha.
It's just not that's a pretty ostentatious uniform. I'm not sure. I don't know. Do you know something? Am I supposed to wear that tonight? I don't know. You got your CHSN swag on there.
Oh, it matches yours.
It matches yours. It matches
Molly's. We got all geared up, man. I mean, to those who don't know, and we'll talk about it later, but if you are watching us right now, you may be getting a chance to see us for the first time.
Yeah, on Channel 200. Yes. It's on Comcast.
And
so,
you may be horrified by the
I might be like, oh my gosh, that's what they look like?
For the first time in forever.
Yeah.
So David came in with some swag, and we got geared up, and we're ready to go. We had the whole team came in, got their gear on. We had a meeting. Mitch gave us, you're going to hit them high and hit them low. And I was gripped. And then we
playing the hits.
We broke and we ran in.
You know, it's a special day when Mitch gets muffins.
Yes.
You know, the Friday muffin run.
He got us coffee.
Always coffee.
See, I can't have one.
Yeah.
You could.
You're not allowed any.
Yeah.
Or bust out of this medium.
Well, you don't want to do that. So
I haven't worn a medium since third grade.
I'm glad it fits.
The Husky section.
I'm glad it fits.
You look good, buddy.
All right, back to the Sox.
Question yourself.
So tonight, you think that Kyle Teal will be catching?
I do.
Yeah.
I think he's the catcher. I think you don't bring him up and play him in another position. And if you do, then maybe you're not too bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's about player development, Mr. David, and that guy's a catcher. And that is the value of a hitting catcher is very much a Major League Baseball thing. We got a lot of guys that can catch, but they can't hit their own weight. They got guys that can't hit their own weight and can't catch, but it's a different thing. So you have a possibility moving forward of having a couple of the best young catchers in baseball. That tandem looks really good moving forward. But
it really does.
With all due respect to, and I love, you know, I love Caro. He has hit a little bit of a slump, and maybe he needs a little time down in the minor leagues. They've got Corey Lee here. They made a trade already with the guy they had brought in. So I think that you should feel pretty good.
He needs to adjust to the adjustments.
Yeah.
I think that's always the plight of a young player. And he's still a promising young catcher, but I would not be surprised if Kyle Teal emerges as a guy you go to every day. So you have a Sox lineup tonight that could include Tim Elko at first, Miguel Vargas at third, Kyle Teal behind the plate. Got a lot of bright spots about young prospects. Chase Mydroth at shortstop.
Yeah.
Boy, he made a play barehanded the other night. It was really something special. And they're doing this, Mully. We kidded during the pick six. They won the series against the Tigers 2-2. They split it, but it felt better than that. And they did it without Luis Robert Jr., which is very interesting indeed.
Did you hear that he apparently caught one in the batting cage? That while he was hitting, he got, like, I don't know if the ball deflected from his bat or something, but he apparently got a knock.
Was that why he didn't play yesterday?
It wasn't why he didn't play. They said he's okay, but they did say that he got a knock in the batting cage. I mean, when things aren't going your way.
That's really a bad week for him.
That's unlucky.
I wonder if he'll be back in the lineup tonight against the Royals. The Royals come in. Seth Lugo on the mound for the Royals against Davis Martin for the White Sox.
I like
Big
Davis
night
Martin.
On the South Side. Cubs, but meanwhile, this is the beginning of a three-game series in Detroit that feels like it could be viewed as a World Series preview.
before we move past the White Sox.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
But I want to get into the Cubs series because I think it's an important one. I just wanted to say the White Sox have been struggling against the Royals for a while.
Forever,
now.
It seems.
And I think after having destroyed and dominated the Tigers with that split, they now have a chance to just win another game against these guys. It'd be great to beat the Royals. That's one of their boogeymen teams, and it's been going on for a while. So feel free to get a victory or
two
against
that team.
It
would be really good to have a series victory over the Royals, given the way the Sox are playing lately. And tonight is very intriguing for a couple different reasons. Kyle Teal coming up for the White Sox, likely to make his debut. But you're going to see for the first time, Sox fans, Jack Caglione, the big hit lefty first baseman for the Royals who came up this week, drafted less than a year ago, already in the majors. So two guys who have gone through the minor league system very quickly in Teal and Caglione, and those are guys that fun to watch when they're making, you know, a debut or the first week in the majors. And with Caglione, you do wonder about the timetable. He was taken one spot, one position after the Sox took Hagen Smith.
Yeah. And Hagen Smith, they were working on mechanical issues with him in AAA. He's kind of slowed down a little bit, but he and Noah Schultz are considered two of the top two left-handed prospects in minor league baseball.
Was that mechanical issues or giving him a rest or pacing his season? I think that's you can use it under the guise of well, we're going to mechanical adjustments. We're going to look at his breakdown of his delivery, but all at the same time, you're buying time.
He was struggling.
Yeah,
and I think that you're also trying to be fair about it. But I could care less about Jack Caglione. I hope he.
Oh, really?
I'm just being honest with you.
You don't care at all?
I do not give.
You don't care at all about how he does?
Cuss.
He's a guy who was sitting there at number five while you took the lefty.
Yep.
And you're not going to forever wonder if he ends up hitting 40 home runs a year.
No.
If he was the one that got away?
No. Because I think.
Because you got Tim Elko?
No, because I got George Wolko.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's
whenever we bring him up.
I can't. Not with the nickname yet. I haven't seen him.
You work on that nickname.
too early.
I call him Paul Bunyan just because that's the kind of stories I've heard.
Oh, man. I saw Jim.
There's a great man in the South who's chopping down trees.
I saw Jim Thome the other night walking out of the park, and he was about 20 feet away, and I'm watching him. I'm like, talk about Paul Bunyan. I think he could still hit at 500 feet.
Yeah.
He looks like he could still hit at 500 feet.
Yeah. Good guy, too. Very nice man.
Well, exceptionally nice man.
Lovely fellow.
I don't know that I've ever met a more polite major leaguer.
I'm very excited for this Cubs series, though, because the Cubs are doing very well for themselves. They're winning every series as they go. Now they're stepping up in class a little bit. They're heading to Detroit. And they take on a Tigers team that has the best record in baseball. So you got the best team in the AL hosting the Cubs, who are as good as anybody in the National League. And it's a nice little showdown between the two teams. And they saved their Cy Young winner for the Cubs.
They did.
Because they didn't want to waste him against the White Sox, who then flattened
them. It's a decision they will regret. It's
Timber
a decision
hit.
They will regret.
Big
they
Timber.
They needed him against the White Sox and Big Timber. They lost that finale in the series. And now they're going to lose tonight when the Cubs jump
look
all over Scooble. And I don't think they're going to rout him, but they will beat him. I think they win tonight in the first game of a World Series-like preview.
I think it would be so much fun. It would just be richly ironical if indeed they could do that. It would be great. But I think that this is a really good team. It's really interesting. I'm very curious to see this series because I think both teams should be geared up for
it. Here's what I worry about. If I have any worry about the Cubs tonight, it's really not Scooble and the Cub hitters. I think that offense can grind out at bats. I have faith in the lineup because it's long and dangerous. And you got your number nine hitter who had three hits last night in Matt Shaw. What version of Ben Brown are we going to see? In a big moment, it's going to be, you know, nationally televised on Apple. The only local broadcast will be right here on The Score. But Ben Brown, a week ago in his last outing, benefited from having an opener. Now he won't. He's starting. can he manage that anxiety in a way that allows him to be the pitcher we know he can be, but he hasn't been consistently enough this season? So that's a big moment for Ben Brown.
Yeah, it is. Gleyber Torres plays for the Tigers. There's a connection there with the Chicago Cubs. Javi Baez, huh? One of the legends, one of the heroes of 2016. He will be.
He was
toiling.
PCA before PCA was PCA.
And they got PCA as a result of
yes,
it.
Yes, they did.
So who's having a better series?
All right, let's talk Bears.
We're going to get into it. We got the Bears. We're going to bring in Dan Wiederer. We'll talk to him next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
Dan Wiederer.
You've got a guy with credentials, you got a guy with some qualifications, and now there's just, when done at its best, provides a level of steadiness and stability that helps create and stimulate success.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
Listen, we're not going to accept the status quo. We are going to push for more. We are going to strive for more.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Bear down. Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Happy Friday, fellas. How's it going?
Doing well.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was fun to have a few days together with the Bears and to get a little bit of, I wouldn't call it news, but maybe a little hint of personality, a little idea that you're putting some days together. It felt good.
Big day for David yesterday with Tyson Bagent stealing the show at the podium. That's a big day for the Bagency, of course. And that was part of the personality you're talking about. And I think we're seeing a little bit more each week from Ben as well, which was fun, too.
Well, since you brought it up, so Tyson Bagent, I don't understand how we're not invited to his 200-person pool party in West Virginia to celebrate his birthday. And I got some pretty significant PCA vibes with the haircut. Is he going for that look?
He's not going for that look, but it's certainly one that people have recognized and said that he said that people have said he looks like PCA, and it's a good person to maybe look like in Chicago nowadays. If you want a doppelganger, you go around and tell people you're PCA, you may get treated a little better. But I'm with you, David. Look, like I don't think I could make it to the birthday party, but I at least wanted an invite, and so I'm a little disappointed on that one.
I got to tell you, he seems like such a mature guy, the way he talks about his career, and he's going through, and then he mentions that his sister and him, they're having 200 people. There's like one slide and there's one, like, it kind of like, really? Like, is that what we're doing? Like, it was just so, I hate to use the word because it sounds like you're patting a guy in the head, but it was so cute.
You can take the kid out of West Virginia, but you're not going to take West Virginia out of the kid.
Listen, I gravitate toward Tyson because he's got a very infectious energy about him, and it's both this playful energy and then it's this like hardworking, like I am going to squeeze every last drop of potential out of my professional career vibe too. And I think that's cool. It's a good person to have in the room. And, I know that there's been backlash, Tyson Bagent backlash over the last couple of years, but there's really no reason not to like the guy.
So Dan, I know you're not going to get swept away with anything in terms of overstating Caleb Williams one way or another, whether it was growth or regression, but in a mini camp situation when he had veterans around him, in and out of the huddle, the operation, the execution, how would you describe what Caleb Williams looked like in this 3-day period?
Up and down, and to be expected when you're a young quarterback with a new play caller, a new offense, trying to get familiar with things, trying to work from under center more, you're going to have moments that are a little bumpy, and then you're going to have flashes where people go, there's it. That's it. That's exactly what we're looking to see. There was a 94-yard end-of-game situational touchdown drive on Wednesday that sent some of the media out there at House Hall into hysterics. They were ready to plan the parade as if Caleb had just led a Super Bowl drive. And then there's other moments where, Ben will be honest with you, that he said it yesterday out loud, that like we're not ready for primetime yet, and there's a lot of work and a lot of grind ahead. There was one moment in Wednesday's practice where Caleb couldn't get the play called in the huddle properly. And he kind of came back out of the huddle, looked back to Ben for assistance. And Ben just pointed at the play clock and said, that's under 20. I can't help you anymore. Figure it out. And he used some other words that might not have made it onto Hard Knocks last year. But that's part of the process, right, is learning where the bumps are and all of the responsibilities that come with being a high-level starting quarterback in this league. I think the Bears are really pushing Caleb to understand just how much is on his plate and how much he needs to accomplish as they get on the runway to the regular season, because this isn't going to be a smooth path as much as everybody wants it to be. There's going to be a lot of bumps in the road between now and probably Halloween.
So it is really interesting to see Ben Johnson and the way that he is behind the microphone, and to get a few days in a row with him, you get a hint of maybe how things are going to look after games, etc. But I got to tell you, I'm not sure, like I think it was the middle day, I'm not sure I've heard a coach when asked, hey, what went wrong on that play? Should he have thrown the ball to someone else? And he just says, no, he was late. You've got to be on time. Like, I know that's the answer, but my God, the splash of water in your face that someone just gives you the answer, just is transparent about it. That is so not football coachy. Normally you would get like 1,000, like every little element would be hidden from sight and only revealed quickly through a piece of tape or something. It's just incredible that this guy is no problem speaking extemporaneously and telling you what he thinks about things.
For most coaches, it would have been like trying to decipher one of those magic eye portraits, right? Yeah. And figure out what you see there. And Ben's just like, this is what happened. And I don't need to sugarcoat this. I don't need to blow past it. This is directly what I told Caleb, what I'm going to tell Caleb. And like, this is part of being coached hard. You raised your hand and said, coach me hard. This is part of it. I'm going to be very honest about the mistakes that are made both privately and sometimes publicly, and we're going to work together to fix them, because that's what we're trying to do here. The Bears are trying to become championship contenders. Caleb Williams is trying to become a quarterback that can start in this league and play at a high level for a decade or longer. And so, like, if you just lean in to the degree of difficulty of that and understand what comes with that, then why are you going to run away from some of the things that have to be done along the process? And I love that so far, right? Like, Ben is, what, 4 months into to being an NFL head coach. He's been willing to be forthright and candid, and hopefully he stays down that path, because it's revealing for all of us.
Dan, I don't know if these are dots to connect, but I wanted to know what you thought. So the way that Ben Johnson described the primary purpose or role of an offensive lineman, and in this case an offensive tackle. Was pass protection, as was protect the quarterback. And I think that was something that stood out. And I look at that and I see who they drafted in the second round, Ozzie Trapillo, and how Ozzie Trapillo has been taking snaps with the number one offense. Does that put him ahead of Karan Amagaji when training camp begins, if Braxton Jones is late coming back? And how did you view his comments, and where do you think Trapillo is on the depth chart?
That's another example of him just laying out for you how they're going to be assessing this competition when we get into August, right? Like, you're going to be looking for the guy that you feel best about as a pass protector. And so that competition will play out when the pads come on. Both Amagaji and Trapillo have spent the month of May and now here into early June taking reps with the ones, being able to go through these practices, which obviously have major limitations on them compared to what we're going to see at times during camp. And so, look, like, you're going to have competitive periods. You're going to have one-on-ones against defensive linemen that they're going to be judging. You're going to bring two opponents into Hallis Hall for a day each, and there's going to be some real scripted, situational, competitive periods there. There's a lot ahead to figure out who's going to be your week one starter. At least you know now what some of the parameters of judging it will be, and we'll see how it shakes out once we get into August.
Yeah, it's interesting because you can see body form and shape when they're just out there running around. There are a couple of guys who've put on some weight, who've done a good job of kind of getting themselves bulked up. It was interesting to hear Roma Dunze talk about that. Yes. It was interesting the other day with Trevon Dexter. That all will kind of disappear when the pads come on, but you will definitely see a different player. Theoretically, if you are bigger and stronger and faster and you've worked the off season.
Well, I like that Rome kind of detailed why he focused on his upper body strength and said, look, like, there's a lot of hand fighting that goes on in the NFL that's at a little bit higher level than I experienced in college. And so I've got to be capable of doing my releases with some power and obviously with some grace as well. And so look, like, that's a guy who during the month of May has shown that he's ready to take a step in his second season. It's going to take a lot of things around him, obviously, to help him make that happen. But that's a true pro, and they've got a bunch of those guys in the building right now that they hope can kind of become the engine of leading this team to brighter days. What that looks like in 2025, I'm not sure, but certainly with the guys that you've drafted on day one of the draft, you want them to be guys that can help you in 26, 27, 28, 29, and into the 2030s.
Roma Dunze also shared with us his individual goals. He said team goals first, but when he said individual goals, he started with 1,000 yards receiving and double-digit. He stopped himself, but double-digit touchdown receptions likely, if that's what he meant. But, Dan, if that's what he meant and that's what he aspires to achieve next year, who's more likely to get 1,000 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns, him or Colston Loveland?
Man, good question. I need to see Colston Loveland on a practice field. I need to see him operating in the NFL before I push him forward on a depth chart. Biggs was joking on Tuesday that last year's race to 1,000 yards between Rome, DJ, and Keenan never really got to 1,000 yards. And so, like, we got to be careful here in Chicago about being ready to chase these really high aspirational goals before the team's ready to walk. You know, you gotta walk before you can run. And I think this point right now, this offense is trying to figure out who it is, who fits where. And then ultimately, I guess to answer your question, I would say that Rome as a veteran has a better chance of getting to 1,000 yards. But there's a lot that plays into how Ben wants to shape this offense.
David pointed out, Ben Johnson was asked to name some players that impressed him in camp.
He said,
give me till tomorrow. Let me go over the tape, which I thought was awesome. And then he came back and he rattled off some names. The names he rattled off were
not surprising.
Well, they weren't the star
players. They're not household names.
They weren't. And it is almost like you're almost encouraging, maybe giving a little whip as well to people by saying, hey, I'm really impressed with the undrafted free agent, the tight end who's been on five different rosters. I love the kid they think's overrated. I really like a seventh round running back, and his other player was
give me all your overachievers.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's essentially what he's saying.
It's very interesting that he chose that method to go.
Encouragement, right? Like encouragement for those guys for sure. Grody and I are going to talk about this on the podcast today, because I think the first thing you said is super notable, that Ben said, ask me about this tomorrow. And then when he was asked about it tomorrow, he actually had an answer. Some coaches will say that, and then the question won't come up the next day, and they're just able to skate by. He was very, very prepared and intentional about getting a real answer to the people in the room, and Mark Carmen, who asked that question twice. I thought that was cool. Another example of Ben willing to engage with the press, which I think is fun for us. We're going to cover this team hard. We're going to cover this team often. And it's nice to have sort of the back and forth be productive and fun and entertaining. Yeah, you mentioned like Joel Wilson. This is right. Like he's bounced around. He's a practice squad voyager, you know, in his third year on his fifth team. And he's on a depth chart behind Loveland and Komet and Durham Smythe, right? Like, so what are his chances of sticking? I don't know, but he's clearly raised some eyebrows here in the month of May and early June. And so then you watch him a little bit closer in August and figure out, okay, does he have a chance to stick around in some capacity on this football team for the season?
Is that a spot on the roster, the practice squad voyager? Is that included in the next CBA?
Yeah, it might already be there. It might already be there when they expanded it during the last CBA. Yeah, they put practice squad voyager there.
Dan, before we let you go, the Bears play the Steelers November 23rd at Soldier Field. Aaron Rodgers will be on the Steelers. Will he be still in the lineup and healthy? We'll wait and see. But what difference do you think he will make on that team?
I mean, look, like, so glad that he'll have one more trip into Soldier Field. So glad that the Bears will have one more chance to take a big, big, mighty swing at the owner of the team and try to knock him off his perch. I think that's going to be great theater, as it always is with Rodgers. I don't know what he's got left in the tank. I don't know how he's going to function. I don't know if Mike Tomlin's going to sit down in the lunchroom with him and ask him about his theories on medical science or how the government should run. But like, they're going to have a long road to having a productive relationship there in Pittsburgh. I'm just glad that for one Sunday in November, we'll get a chance to see it again up close and personal down by the lake.
Is RFK Jr. going to be at that game?
He might be the assistant quarterbacks coach by that point. I'm not sure.
His old running mate. Wasn't that?
Correct.
That was the rumor. That was the rumor.
All right, Dan. Thank you,
Thanks,
buddy.
Dan. Have a good weekend.
Guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Yep.
You as well.
That is Dan Weederer. That's so crazy.
I understand all of the jokes, and they're appropriate because Aaron Rodgers, the person, is worth mockery. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, might be better than people are giving him credit for.
Yeah.
I think he could be.
He's not vaccinated, but he's immune.
All that stuff aside.
All that stuff is hysterical.
It is funny. It is just funny.
It's just, and you're so right. It's the personality.
It's the person,
stuff
not the player.
That you wonder about. Yeah. And I think that, I think there'll be a nice detente between him and Tomlin.
I think Pittsburgh is a good market for him to go to. It's similar in a way that they don't tolerate nonsense, but it's not going to be overheated either.
And he won't be wearing Terry Bradshaw's.
No, no, we will not.
We know that. Okay. 312-644-6767. Do you think that this series means anything extra for the Cubs? Do you look at this series and think that this could be somehow determinant of the future? This is something that will give you a hint. Will this help you put together your shopping list, Jed Hoyer?
Does it take you back to 1984?
312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, sugar boy.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
And the 2-2 from Presley. Here it comes. Ground ball to second. This is going to do it. Nico will throw him out, and the Cubs win the ball game. Routine play. Score it 4-3. Cubs win 7-1, and they take 2 out of 3 in the series.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score. There's Brandon delivering
jump.
For you. Yeah, you got to
go ahead and
it.
Jump. Boy, it takes me back. 1984.
Well. Yeah.
The World Series that wasn't.
Yep.
It was supposed to be the Tigers and the Cubs. And then Leon Durham got in the way.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
But he didn't get in the way of the Tigers.
The Tigers beat the Padres 4-1 in that World Series, and it would have been a different outcome had the Cubs beaten the Padres as everybody expected them to back in the day. Don't bring up those bad childhood memories.
I believe you brought that whole thing up with.
I think because tonight feels like these are the two best teams
last time.
In baseball, and you feel like this could be a World Series preview, and that's very optimistic and wishful thinking. Yes, but it's also a fun way to look at a June series in Detroit, one important enough to the Tigers that they moved back their ace for tonight's challenge. Tarik Skubal.
They could have pitched him against the White Sox, but they figured they didn't need him. And he's had his last couple of outings have been unbelievable. Like he barely allows a hit, and he is just mowing people down. And what was it, the last game? His final pitch of the game was like 102.7. It sounds like an FM station. It was like unbelievable. How fast he throws the ball and how good he is as a pitcher.
And it will also include a lineup that we'll have Javi Baez somewhere. I don't know if he'll play center field, but he'll probably play short or third going against the Cubs. That's always fun theater. It's a good, fun matchup for the Cubs tonight. The only place you can hear it will be right here, the only local broadcast on the Score. So that'll be a lot of fun tonight. I think that the Cubs can win this series. Ben Brown, as we said, it's a big moment for him because I think that his ability to build off the last time out against the Reds at Wrigley is important. And this is an offense that's coming in hot.
Do you like Amazon as an outlet for baseball?
Not really.
It's not bad in football, but I can't say I like it then either. I'm saying the picture is okay.
Tonight it's Apple for what it's worth.
Oh, it's Apple.
For what it's worth.
And I will say this.
Not really.
The picture is spectacular. They do it in 4K and they deliver it in 4K. Lots of things are shot in 4K.
Yes.
But not everybody is able to distribute.
Okay.
And on this, you get it not only shot, Apple. You actually get it. So it is a pretty fun, like, watch and listen. This is one where I go out of my way.
Do you have Apple?
I do.
Do you pay for it?
I'm sure I do.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I have Apple, but I have it because I'm buying
a phone. I'm sure, like,
phone.
We have an iPhone. It's partly, my wife and kids are Apple people. Of course, I'm not, because why would I go along with anything?
Makes a lot of sense.
I have to be the Android guy.
I have Apple only on my device. I never put it on my TV.
We do put it on the TV.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
I just started watching a pretty good series. We've talked about series a little bit.
Yeah.
Friends and Neighbors on Apple. Pretty
worth
good.
The time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The How You Unwind and Relax and Get Away from the Grind of the Everyday
the grind
Radio
of the
Show.
Mullen Haw Show.
He goes Apple.
This weekend, I went back to Paramount Plus through Amazon,
yes,
and I watched Mobland.
That's great.
Watched the entire series.
What book are you
reading?
Don't
read books. Read newspapers, David.
Is Tom Hardy in that series?
Yes.
It's fascinating.
Yes. Really good.
Good actor.
Yeah. So stayed up till Sunday morning watching, and then finished the last two up on Sunday.
I feel like we're learning so much from Dustin.
Yeah, this is like such a good weekend guide. I can watch the future World Series matchup, or I can catch up on my series that Dustin recommends.
Your Mobland. All right. We've got Brooke Fletcher and Connor McKnight will join us next. We got some fun stuff going on when we come back. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.